Chapter 9. Then Judith threw herself down prostrate, put ashes on her head, and uncovered the sackcloth she was wearing. At the very time when the evening incense was being offered in the temple of God in Jerusalem, Judith cried out to the Lord with a loud voice and said,
O Lord, God of my forefather Simeon, into whose hand you put a sword to take revenge upon those strangers who had immodestly loosened the virgin's fillet and shamefully exposed her thighs and disgracefully violated her womb. For you said, it shall not be done, and yet they did it. Therefore you handed their rulers over to be slaughtered, and their bed in which they lay deceived, and which had felt the shame of their own deceiving, was stained with their blood. And you struck down slaves together with princes, and princes on their thrones. Their wives you handed over to plunder, and their daughters to captivity, and you divided all the spoils among your beloved sons. For your sons burned with zeal for you, and in abhorrence that their own blood had been defiled, called upon you for help. O God, my God, hear me also, a widow. For you were the author of these events, and those that preceded, and those that followed. You have planned the things that are present, as well as those that are to come. Whatever you devise comes into being. The things you decide on come forward and say, here we are. For all your ways are prepared in advance, and your judgment is made with foreknowledge. Here now are the Assyrians, a vast force, priding themselves in their horses and riders, boasting in the strength of their infantry, and trusting in the shield and spear, bow and sling. They do not know that you are the Lord who crushes warfare. Yahweh is your name. Shatter their strength in your might, and bring down their force in your wrath. For they have resolved to profane your sanctuary and to defile the dwelling where your glorious name resides, and to break off the horns of your altar with the sword. Behold their pride, and send forth your wrath upon their heads. Give to me, a widow, the strong hand to execute my plan. By the deceit of my lips, strike down the slave together with the prince, and the prince together with his servant. Crush their pride by the hand of a woman. For your strength does not stand in numbers, nor does your power depend upon stalwart men. But you are the God of the lowly, the helper of the oppressed, the upholder of the weak, the protector of the forsaken, the savior of those without hope. Please, please, God of my forefather, God of the heritage of Israel, Lord of heaven and earth, creator of the waters, King of all your creation, hear my prayer. Make my deceitful words bring wound and bruise upon those who have planned cruel things against your covenant, and against your holy temple, and against Mount Zion, and against the house your children have inherited. Let your whole nation and every tribe know and understand that you are God, the God of all power and might, and that there is no other who protects the people of Israel but you alone.